One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. I don't know what they call you. I don't know what your mother called you or your papa called you. If that name is not consistent with the word of God, don't take it. Some of our native names all over this country particularly, a lot of them ought to be changed. Don't be afraid to change them. They ought to be changed. Listen, your name is your destiny. No, you've got to understand this. You've got to understand this. You've got to understand it. Some say the meaning of some names are that there's Ogun is God. Some will say, Ogun gave me wealth. It must be changed. Doesn't matter that you grew up with it. It's got trouble with God. It's got trouble with God. I can understand somebody who's called Reverend Ogun is God. I mean, that's a bundle of contradiction. Doesn't matter who named that thing for you. Doesn't matter that it's your surname. It's your surname, but you're answering it. What is a surname? A surname is the second name that you use. Well, that metamorphosed into your father's name. It's not compulsory. You don't have to answer that name. It's important, I'm telling you. In Ghana, they take after their mother's name. So it depends on what's chosen by a family or the nation or whatever. But you can change it. And you better change it. You can answer a name that crowns evil in your home. You can take a name that crowns death, or that crowns fear, or that crowns Ogun, or all other kinds of whatever they call them, Ifa, and so on and so forth. God does not agree with Ifa. He can be Lord in your home while you are answering, Ifa gave me wealth. Jesus says, no way. No way. Choose you this day whom you shall serve. And listen to this. Because all up until this time, you were ignorant. Now you have heard. Now that you have heard, you have to act on it. You have to reject that name. Are you still here? Are you still here? And the name that you choose to now call yourself is the name that God will call you. I'll give you a scriptural example. Saul of Tarsus was called Saul. And then he picked up a guy named Paul, meaning small, because he was small in stature. He wasn't a big fellow. He was small in stature. So they called him Paul, and he called himself Paul. Now, before then, when Jesus spoke out of heaven and called him, he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He was called Saul. But then he picked up this name that he was answering everywhere. Paul. It wasn't God who gave him Paul. He liked the name. And then guess what? The next time Jesus showed up, he called him Paul. So I'm telling you, God will call you what you call yourself. So in other words, that name that you were given, you've been answering it in the realm of the spirit. After all, you used to write it down as one of your names. It's your name. So in heaven, you are known as whatever it is. So your name is your destiny. Make sure you change it. You still there? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You say, why did Paul give himself that name? I'll tell you why. This man was a man that was given an abundance of revelations. He was in Arabia 3 years, where God showed him so many things. And right after that experience, he decided to see himself small in the sight of God and before others. It was a name of humility. That's why he called himself Paul. You understand that? In the sight of others and before God. And later on, he tells us, when you study his writings in 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, read about him. He says, because of the abundance of revelations, there was given unto him a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet him, lest he'd be exalted above measure. There's so much to be said about that. I could preach for you a whole month, sharing with you wonderful thoughts that Paul was expressing in that chapter. But here we are in 17th verse of Romans, the 5th chapter. Are you still with me? All right. Now he says, verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned. Now he's not telling death is reigning. He says death reigned. It did. But that's before Jesus came. It did. Remember, first epistle of St. John chapter 3 verse 8. He says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then the Bible says that he became one of us. He became subject to death, such that through death, 14th verse, Hebrews chapter 2, that he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Hallelujah. All right. Now he says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more than death reigned, much more, they which receive, glory to God, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. I don't know if you got this. He says, if by one man's offense death reigned. Look at it. Death reigned by one. Much more than death reigned. They which receive abundance of grace, who are they? He's talking about us. He says the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. They which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Who are they that have received the gift of righteousness? He's talking about us. Righteousness is a gift. He says, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in this life. They shall reign. Really amplified. They shall reign as kings in this life, it says. They shall reign as kings in this life. He's not talking about heaven. You're not going to have subjects in heaven. You're not going to be reigning over demons in heaven. The they shall reign. How? Remember what we read in the 25th verse of the 15th chapter, 1 Corinthians. He must reign till he had put all enemies under his feet. So how is he reigning? Through those who receive the gift of righteousness, the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. He's reigning through us. How? Let me show you. Are you ready to see this? Hebrews chapter 2. You ready, 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 ready? I said you ready, 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 ready? Hebrews chapter 2. I found my way out of trouble. I found my way out of crisis. Glory to God. He put a song in my heart to sing. It's a song of praise. Glory to God. I cannot but defeat it. Glory to God. I got the victory. I got the victory. Hallelujah. I live in joy. I live in peace. Glory to God, I'm a success. Hallelujah. Oh, health is mine. Victory is mine. Prosperity is mine. Ooh. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2. Motaka bayala basete. Sobra shaka tamaya. Ho ho. Ho ho. Sibaha seketi lama. Aya. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.